The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, October 20th, 2022. That's where I'm coming from. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. All of our AM/FM shortwave stations out there, welcome aboard for the second hour. It's going to be fun. The front of the hour, and see, when I was at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour, guess who was there? The Epic Times. They had a booth set up outside. I got to talk to some of the folks down there. As a matter of fact, there was some of the Chinese correspondents that were at the event, and it was really interesting to get their perspective of what was going on in China. And we are fortunate enough today to have Nathan Su. He goes by Nan Su. He is a senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times, and his focus is on Chinese politics and government deception. Now, you got to wonder, because of the fact that he's been doing this for a while, he's highly knowledgeable on a variety of the subjects, including coronavirus, everything that's been going on overseas. His reports have been in the Epoch Times for some time. He's got a huge following based on expertise and delivering thorough results. And this is not sensationalism. This is what's going on in Chinese politics. And, I mean, I really believe that people like you, Nan, are responsible for trying to get as much truth out there to the people so we can put on our critical thinking caps and analyze what's going on. You've obviously done all this work. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Dave, thank you for having me. And that's what Epoch Times has been doing to establish an independent channel, to really get uncensored information in and out of China.
And see, that's the one thing that a lot of us don't seem to get. It seems to be very spotty. The mainstream media is not reporting a lot of this stuff, which is why I'm glad that we have people like you here staffing this desk, knowing, you know, what's going on over there and being able to analyze and rationalize the nature of things. And, you know, we're looking at this big struggle or power push. I'm not even sure. Maybe the mainstream media is not portraying this right. But what's going on with Xi Jinping and his party? I mean, do they really love him and they want him to just stay in this position forever?
Yeah, Xi Jinping looks like this week Chinese Communist regime is having the 20th CCP Chinese Communist Party 20th Congress taking place right now. It's probably going to finish by before Saturday. Most likely, Xi Jinping is continuing into his third term, and he is on his way to become next Chairman Mao. So basically, he will be in charge of the CCP for wherever the length he wants, probably, you know, as long as he is alive.
Long as he wants it. Now, just remember, for those of you, this is a good-looking guy here I'm looking at right now in my Skype. He is actually, if you dial us up on Rumble and Brighteon, and you dial in the Power Hour, and you look for our particular link, you can actually see this interview. And it kind of looks like a podcast, just like everything else that's on Brighteon and Rumble. But we are there. And the thing is, we're getting the word out. And you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. He's been there. He's done that. He knows what's going on. This Congress meeting, obviously, has there been any discussion that you're aware of about Taiwan and what their plans are?
Yes, this year in the opening speech by Chairman Xi, when opening speech of CCP's 20th Congress, he made it really clear China wants to unify Taiwan. They want to take over Taiwan. Now, there's a lot of people do not understand why China, you know, it's so aggressive, why they really want Taiwan. Now, we need to really think ahead because we are slow, you know, we are really behind on the curve. See, we are still thinking of Hong Kong, Chinese regime has put its eye on Taiwan. Now, when we are still thinking of Taiwan, they are already thinking of the next step. Now, think about this. When Chinese government, why, you know, just 2 months ago, Chinese Beijing's leader actually claimed the sovereignty of entire Taiwan Strait, meaning if U.S. naval ship want to sail through Taiwan Strait, they need permission from Beijing. Why they are doing that? Now, because when China controls Taiwan, it will pretty much put the entire South China Sea under its control. And once China does that, they will control the economic lifeline of Japan. Japan, it's an island nation, one-third of its economy really depending on the foreign trade. So, and Japan, it's our biggest airline in this Indo-Pacific region. It's a region extending from the nations around the Indian Ocean all the way to the coastline of the United States. And this is the region encompasses half of the total world population and two-thirds of the world's total economy. And China, it's quickly expanding in this region, and they really put their eyes right now on the next target, Japan. That's what China is doing.
Wow, that's incredible. See, and here I thought it was all about the semiconductor industry. I guess that's only a very small facet of why China wants Taiwan. It's because it's so rich in semiconductors. Now, the United States, obviously, every time they open their mouth in D.C., it looks like they're trying to pick a fight. And this is the thing, getting past all of my show notes here, the issue with criminal activity, with the uprisings that have been going on, with the lockdowns on COVID, I mean, they're still shutting down cities in China right now, aren't they?
Yes, they are still, pushing forward this zero case COVID policy right now, you know, meaning if you have if your community have a few cases, they have like a 2 or 3% kind of a limit. Once you exceed that threshold, they will lock down the entire community.
And they've been doing this.
Oh, they have been doing this. Shanghai, the biggest city in China, you know, just like 3 months ago, there are horrible stories. They're not only lock you down inside your homes. You know, it depends where the case are discovered. There was one story. There was a wholesale center. There was a lot of wholesale business in the one big office building. Now, after they discover like 2 or 3 cases of a COVID tested or positive, they lock down the whole building and to let everybody in all these companies in that office building stay there for 2 weeks.
Oh my! I mean, live off of vending machines for 2 to 3 weeks, then.
Well, that's it. They will deliver some food. They will order some food for you, but you are in your office 24/7 for 2 weeks.
And oh my!
Also
God.
There was also another story. There was a construction site. There was somewhere between 20 and 30 construction workers. It's a construction crew, and they discovered one case, you know, tested positive, and those people stay at a construction site for 2 weeks.
And they're using PCR tests that basically are useless. You get so many false positives. I mean, you know this. You've done the research. I mean, we rely on Epoch Times for a lot of this stuff, and especially what's going on in China, because everything that happened in China all of a sudden happened here, happened in Italy, happened everywhere. They tried to cover it up with a wet seafood market nonsense. I think we all know that this was created in the United States as a bioweapon sent there to finish culturing. And I don't know about a lab accident. What's your take on that? You think they really just let this loose on the population?
Well, I think the investigation should be kept going until we really find get to the bottom of this. But you know why Chinese communist regime really tried to push this zero case policy? And now that's the reason. It's because in the past couple of years, you know, the Western world actually, you know, try and error, you know, we found a way that to coexist with the COVID virus, right? So now China didn't do it. They basically, you know, they have their own vaccine, but also not really effective, but also they really push this COVID lockdown policy. Now, because they actually have less infection cases because of the lockdown, right? Once they lock down, you really block the way of, you know, of the spreading of the virus. So the propaganda machine of Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, you know, propaganda machine really say, oh, look at the total number of infection cases. Look at the total death number. You know, because of the lockdown, China has been so successful. So this is the advantage of Chinese socialism. This is the advantage why, you know, China has a better political system. So they use this as a propaganda tool to brainwash people. But now, you know, turn out 2 years later, you know, the Western world, it's actually, you know, their economy is taking off, and, you know, people are living the normal life. Now, they looking back, they it's kind of like they put their feet into their mouths, right? So they have no way to go back now. So they really have to consistently keep going towards that direction.
So are they changing the narrative like they do in D.C.? Because every time you turn around, I mean, it's now very evident from Dr. Birx's new tell-all book that they made everything up as far as the social distancing, the jab, the masks, everything. And 220 plus million people fell for this nonsense. And I mean, are they reacting the same way in China? Are they protesting? I mean, what are they doing over there?
Well, in China, most of people, you can't protest because you protest, you end up behind bars really quick, right?
Sad so state now, of affairs.
This is what happened right now. This is the week that Beijing, you know, it's the biggest week, right? It's like, you know, the 20th Congress is taking place right there. So people, I just saw a few pictures. So people went out overnight. They went out overnight to put this big banner of a protesting CCP. They put on the bridges and big buildings, and then they disappeared. Nobody knows who put those things on. So that's what happened in China right now.
So they're watching all of this, obviously, because they want this 20th Congress meeting to just sail through and Xi Jinping to be. Now, you said that he was like going to be the next Chairman Mao. How are they similar? How are they different?
Well, they are in every way, you know, China is going back to the time the Communist Party really control every aspect of your life. So, you know, this is what's happening right now. All the big business, all the big private business, they are looking at they're losing their freedom, and they are openly talk about this to arrange people's personal, to limit the people's personal growth in wealth. Right now, this is what they are discussing right now in the 20th CCP Congress. So guess what? All the rich people, you know, who got rich in the past, you know, 40 years after China started opening up to the world, they are really worried about that now. So because they are worried about the government is going after their personal wealth.
Now, is this, you see the same kind of situation happening in Europe right now? I mean, China, obviously, what we're being told may not be what's really going on, which is why I'm glad we have you on the front line covering this stuff, Nan, because we're looking at food shortages in Europe. We're looking at potential issues with climate change control and all those parameters trying to come into the United States. And that will, I mean, you've got Biden messing with our strategic petroleum reserve, which now, you know, everybody's joking here saying it's the strategic political reserve, even though he says it's not political what he's doing, right 3 weeks out of an election. We are going to see a lot of massive turnout at the polls here. You don't have that kind of luxury in China. You have this 20th Congress that's meeting to establish the power regime, which you don't see changing anytime soon at all.
Not at all. You know, you have like 2,300, you know, Chinese Communist Party top officials right there. They're going to decide who is going to be the next leader, right? That's why we call him Chairman Xi. You know, chairman and president are two different words in Chinese. Now, 1.4 billion Chinese people call Chairman Xi, you know, Chairman Xi, and that's the word he used to call himself. But however, remember in the past few years, it's just because somebody tried to put a rosy picture about future of China, they call him, all the media, all our politicians call him President Xi, right? President in English vocabulary, that means an elected leader, but he is not elected by Chinese people. Chinese people never had the right to vote. So that's how, you know, he is on his way to become next Chairman Mao. And, you know, if you read his opening speech, he basically says, you know, China is going to take the leadership of the world, and China is under the control of Communist Party, and Communist Party is going to be under the core instruction from Chairman Xi.
Right. Now, they're going to crack down on every facet of society, criminal activity, everything that's going on under there. What are they talking about doing anything with their currency? I know that China just likes to crank out money left and right. That can't be good for the yuan or anything else. The thing that it's bothering me is what they're going to do as far as trying to digitize this currency. Do you see that happening?
Yes, it's really happening. Now, make no mistake, people often get confused what's so-called digital currency in China. People usually think about, when they hear the word digital currency, they think about bitcoins, you know, those things. No, those things, Chinese government do not like Bitcoin, you know, because those things cannot be controlled by the government. So they want what the digital currency in the language of CCP really means: a digital financial system that will tie to everybody's bank account with the central control of Chinese Communist Party, so they will know every penny that you spend. And most importantly, they will tie your bank account with your social credit score. They have social credit score system. You are criticized government, your social credit score is way low. And then also they will tie it, very importantly, this is most important of all, they will tie your bank account with your cell phone. And on your cell phone, there's a health code, right? Now, if you talk to somebody, if you speak to somebody, you meet someone, see, everybody carries cell phone. They immediately know who you are and where you are or who you are with. This is the most important part of all. And then everyone has a health code, right? So, and using the COVID as an excuse, they control the society. Now, if one person tested positive, immediately they can trace down everyone you met today, and then everyone's health code immediately turned the color to something that, you know, they will limit your daily activity. Somebody had a bad experience there outside of the street, in the shopping mall, maybe in the airport. All of a sudden, just because someone whom he met yesterday, he tested positive. Now, immediately, this person at the airport in this shopping mall, his health code turned positive, changed the color, and then they are stopped right at the entrance, or, you know, they were forced to be immediately quarantined. So it's very, you know, it's a control of so-called digital financial system.
Well, not only that, but I mean, my understanding of this is they can also control what you buy, when you buy it. And I mean, obviously, with what you just said with the health code, they can literally shut off any forward progress that you might make trying to survive, which puts you at a very, very severe disadvantage. It's fathoming of how they can be so ruthless and uncaring about their own population. I mean, do you see any reasoning behind that?
Well, that's just the communism. Well, that's the bottom line. They are always like that way. But you know, in the past 20 years, they've trying to make a fool out of the Western world, trying to attract all the technology and the investment, and then trying to get the Western world's consumer market. They have been trying to pretend they want to give some chance of democracy and political reform. But now, see, from 2021, China joined WTO to last year, 2021, 20 years, China's economy grew tenfold. 20 years ago, China's economy equal to today's Russia. So keep in mind, Russia's today's economy just one-tenth of China. So think about who is the biggest threat. You need to have a clear idea. So after their economy grow tenfold, they're not going to pretend they want to do political reform anymore. They really clearly just saying it. They want their past, the socialist past, towards communism. So this is basically done. They don't want any political reform anymore because they feel they are strong enough to challenge the leadership of the United States.
So, but the leadership of the United States, they got a right to be worried about all of this, right?
Well, I hope everyone go tell your legislative representative, you know, they need to take China seriously. This is the major threat to the lifestyle of our future generation.
And of course, now they have the hypersonic missile and they have the means of taking out this country with an electromagnetic pulse and watching it implode on itself, which our studies have already said 9 out of 10 people would be dead in a year if that happened. And so, you know, I'm looking at this going, why would we want to literally get into a proxy war in Taiwan? I see it on the horizon. Am I dreaming? I mean, is this a possibility?
It's a huge possibility. And if, you know, Taiwan, it's one of the keys that, you know, for the peace of Indo-Pacific region. It's really strategically important because, you know, as we said, because China is really moving fast towards their next target, that's Japan. So once they take over Taiwan, Japan, you know, they have a lot to say about Japan's policy. So, and Japan is the, you know, number one airline of United States and the Western world in this entire Indo-Pacific region. Very important. So that's why. Now think about the nuclear threat of, you know, put out by Putin. You know, why Putin so dare to make nuclear threat? If you compare the, you know, capacity between Russia and today's United States, and then you make a comparison of the difference, with 1962. In 1962, when the Cuban missile crisis happened, you know, the capacity between Soviet Union and United States is not as much as today, you know, between Russia and United States. Russia today have much less power comparing with 1962. Why Putin is there to make nuclear threat? It's yeah, all because he is playing the China card.
He is.
He's playing the CCP card because he's betting if there was a full scale nuclear war happen between United States and Russia, and then after we destroy each other, China become the dominant of the world. So he is betting United States cannot facing the challenges of two nuclear power. So that, you know, the same thing, why North Korea, you know, keep doing all these nuclear tests and keep sending missiles, launching the missiles, right? They're all playing the CCP card. So that's right. Why we need to pay attention. China, it's the number one threat.
There you have it. Nan Su, we appreciate your time here from the Epoch Times. That's some really crazy enlightening going on. We appreciate you. We'll have you back on the show, too, because news is ever changing. Thank you so much, sir, for everything that you do, for helping us, and God bless you. Dave Krieger with you. We're going to be back. I know we ran into the break a little bit. We will be back with our second half of news and your phone calls after this. Stay with us.
Miraculous. Thank you, Dave. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, October 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome back to our last segment. We'll open the phone lines 844-769-2944. For those of you who want to chime in, well, I'll tell you what, Nathan Sue, the reporter from Epoch Times, they got some enlightening information going on here. And he said we need to worry about more about China than we do Russia. Now, this is people that are on the front line of this thought process, looking in and seeing what's going on. They're very well aware. For those of you who are watching us on Rumble and Brighteon, you know that this is a Chinese guy that we're talking to. He knows what's going on over there. He studied this, I guess you could say, the ways of thine adversary while thou art in the way with him. He knows what's going on with his Congress because he's got experience covering it. And so that's one of the reasons why we like to have people like him on, because it adds a little more depth and perception. Now, you can imagine we're already tied up in a war with Ukraine. We got the warmongers in D.C. And I'm not sensationalizing anything here. A certain percentage of the Congress in D.C. right now does not want us in Ukraine. That's a given, right? There are a lot of the warmongers that ultra-right, whatever, your Lindsey Grahams, they all want to be involved in it. Here we got out of a war in Afghanistan, miserably withdrew from that. Don't think that's not on the mind of every veteran in America, because it is, like me. But you also have the situation that now we've gotten ourselves into war with Ukraine, and the hair sniffer in D.C. is like, we'll stay there as long as we have to. What changed? I mean, are they trying to deliberately cause a nuclear war? I mean, that's what we're all asking ourselves, because, I mean, Nan Su just told us the bigger threat is China, because they're looking at Russia and the United States destroying each other so China can step in as a dominant force. It'd be a cakewalk for them. They got a 20 million man army. It'd be nothing to come in here and take us all over, right? All right. Why do we have to worry about that? Because the people in D.C. are misguided. They don't want world peace. They're on this agenda to eliminate as many people as they can, hell or high water, vaccine, whatever. It doesn't matter. They want to get rid of as many of our population down to 500 million Guidestone people, whatever, that are all going to get on their knees and worship Baal and what, you know, come on, people, seriously. We're not living if we have to live in that dream world. I understand that we have him on here because we need some perspective as to what's going on in the world. Now we got to put on our critical thinking caps and think about what we're going to do to try to be part of the solution and not the problem. Part of the solution is to go out and get prepared, which is why we had Stephen Harkins and Nuke Protect on here, because if the unthinkable happens. Now, I did include Joel Skousen's link to his book, Strategic Relocation, 4th edition. I have a copy of it. And you know what really blew me away is when Stephen Harkins from North American Urban Spice said the same thing. He says, I got a copy. It's a great book. Now, is it a little bit outdated? Do time change? Times do change. People do change. The situation's changed. The political scenarios change. The system of justice becomes more corrupt in places than others. I'm noticing a lot of court cases because of the insane amount of research I do, that a lot of judges are getting prosecuted. And when I say that, I mean the judicial review committees are looking at their behavior and going, you don't get to do that to people that are appearing in your court. You don't get to call them dirty names. You don't get to point guns at them. You don't get to, if all this crap is happening in the court system today, folks, because I'm reading about it. I'm studying it. I actually, in a foreclosure case in Charlotte County, Florida, we had a judge throw a law book from the bench at a pro se litigant that was trying to argue his case in court, and the judge didn't like what he was saying, and he picked up his book and hurled it at the plaintiff's table. You know, when you get kind of behavior like that, it's time to, okay, guy, Your Honor, you need to take a step back. You know, you are not being compassionate. You are being a damn dictator, and we're tired of it. And see, this is why a lot of your judges are elected in certain areas of the country. And this is one of the reasons why, if you see judges demonstrate this kind of behavior, I mean, it's not so much that, you know, we find an occasional judge, both state and federal, that are diddling their staff. In other words, making sexual advances, unwanted advances on their staff. And sexual assaults and making innuendos and comments and things that are just inappropriate. And they're getting reported and they're getting disciplined. And this is one of the things that you need to understand, is that the system is mildly cracking down on this kind of behavior, but it's not over yet. We are not in control of this. And so there is a ton of different things. And you know, here's the sad state of affairs. Why the judicial system is probably ramped up the way it has is because we're in a litigious society. If you want anything done, you got to file a lawsuit. If you want to stop Biden from doing something, you got to file a lawsuit. We got an emergency petition before the Supreme Court of the United States right now from a group of Wisconsin taxpayers filing a petition to put an end to the student loan forgiveness plan proposed by Biden. This is crazy. What is he trying to do? Buy votes? Well, we can think that. Is it really important? Well, it is to me, because I paid my student loan off, and that kind of frustrates me that he would turn around and let all these people just walk, you know, because if he's going to do that, hey, I want all the money I paid into my student loan, I want it back. You think I'm going to get it back? I don't think so. You know, live and learn, right? This is what happens with the changing of the tide. And now we're going to have another political change in November, provided everybody goes to the polls and becomes part of the solution, not the problem. Because if you're going to be intimidated and you're not going to go to the poll and you're not going to vote and you're not going to watch and be aware of your surroundings, and if you see any chicanery going on, pull out the phone. I mean, I know my wife got yelled at her polling place because she pulled her phone out. But I said, you know, if you didn't see anything wrong, don't pull the phone out. But if you see somebody like papering up a wall or telling people, here, Mr. Police Officer, would you please get these Republican poll watchers out of here? We don't want them in here anymore. You need to pull that phone out and start taking video and saying, I'm calling the sheriff. And you need to get that cop's badge number who did it. Because these people need to answer for every single thing that they're doing. Because we cannot allow an election to be stolen again. And I know a lot of you are thinking that it was stolen. The numbers just don't make sense. And I'm not going to be one of these people that is going to play conspiracy theory games with you and tell you for a certainty. I mean, you got 2,000 mules. You got all this evidence. Richard Mack was on our show yesterday. He was talking about it. Enough people are talking about it. We have to be suspicious, and we have to stand up. We have to be aware. It's like the old saying, be alert. What this country needs is more alerts. That's supposed to be a joke. All right, so, you know, all of the crazy things that are going on in our government right now, should we care? A government watchdog group is going after the U.S. Department of Labor over its alleged refusal to release documents that could potentially show conflicts of interest issues among department senior officials. Oh, you mean like the ones that were playing in the stock market? That have all the insider trading information that aren't being prosecuted like Martha Stewart? Wow. And then when you look at the stuff that I'm putting on this email blast that you're going to be getting, you need to get this one. This email blast, if you have not signed up for it, you need to get it because you need to play with the interactive map. I wish I could share my screen with you and show you the nuclearsecrecy.com/nuke map. So for those of you writing it down, you can literally go to the interactive map right now. But I did some further research into damage zones after nuclear detonation with the idealized maps. And it shows on there just what your government is doing to prepare and how they're not preparing for you. How much they care about your safety versus its own. Seriously. And for those of you, you've been watching the Tit for Tat on Fox. Well, Dana Perino, who is Bush's press secretary, she got lied to on the radio, or on the TV, rather, by El Paso's mayor. El Paso's mayor has sent over 11,000 illegal migrants to New York City. New York City, get a rope. Remember that commercial? Anyway, so, you know, what, Abbott sent 3,100, and they're chastising him and calling him a trafficker when the mayor of El Paso sent over 11,000 people to New York City, really? And they're all getting put up in tent cities with all this glamorous stuff. I'm just like, this is insane. I hope they're not going to try to make them all registered voters because it's only going to impact New York. It's not going to impact anybody else unless what they were saying, especially the Venezuelans, is that they want to go to Florida because there's Venezuelan communities down there. Whoa. Governor DeSantis, I hope you're ready for that one. But in Texas, for every dead body found, 5 to 10 more are out there. The sheriff just hadn't found them yet. Because all of these bodies had been recovered, 79 so far, just in Brooks County's 944 square miles alone, according to Sheriff Benny Martinez. Now, I mean, it's risky what they're doing. But you see, the thing is the Biden administration is not telling these people a damn thing about what's to befall them when they get into this country. If we are going away from fossil fuels and China is growing their fossil fuels and they are stockpiling more oil while we're draining our strategic petroleum reserve, that doesn't speak well for the safety of this country. Our military is decimated. And now I'm beginning to see the clear picture about why people are stocking up on guns, ammunition, and food. Put on your critical thinking caps and tell me if this isn't the same rationale you're coming up with. I mean, we're talking about enough time right now, 844-769-2944, to get on the show and call me and let me know what's on your mind. Because if you think that's really why people are doing this, because they see the light at the end of the tunnel, or maybe it's darkness at the end of the tunnel, The thing is, you've got all this ballyhoo, this political ballyhoo right now going on with immigration, inflation, and I mean, it's not, even with draining the strategic political reserve of oil, Missouri has yanked $500 million in pension funds from BlackRock. Louisiana has yanked $800 million in pensions funds from BlackRock. 19 attorneys general are investigating six Wall Street firms, and we're talking about Citigroup, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Chase, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo. They're hitting them with civil investigative demands, asking for, it's kind of like a subpoena, asking for documents related to companies involved with the UN and their net zero banking alliance. I'm not liking this, folks, because see, what that in essence means is if they don't like the way your company is behaving, especially if you're oil centered or natural gas centered and you're a utility company that's trying to survive and grow, and you're going to the bank and you're saying, hey, I need a swing loan or some sort of bridge loan, and they're going, nope, we're not going to do it. And it's all because of the fact they're siding with this bunch. Well, we have some Section 15 FTC issues. And, of course, everybody's investigating now. So, you know, we'll see what happens here. And following BlackRock, all of the divestments there. And, I mean, we're talking about State Treasurer of Nebraska, John Morante, joined the Republican state treasurers of Louisiana, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Wyoming, and they fired a warning shot across the bow at AT&T because of their blacklisting One America News Network. You see, when you start this, you start down that path, things start to get ugly. And now it's the chickens are coming home to roost, so to speak. Home builder confidence, by the way, has fallen for the 10th straight month in a row. That means we're having a hard time trying to figure out exactly why the housing market is slowing down. Energy consumption, exportation, the fact that we can drill or we can't drill. And right now, all these bureaucracies are slowing down the process. When energy stops, everything stops, and that includes home building. John in Missouri, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Very good today. Thank you. What I've heard, understand is the person that counts these votes after everybody leaves, then they just put extra zeros on the end of the one they want to win. How can we do anything about that?
Well, that's a good question. That is a question that I think can be answered by your supervisor of elections in the county you live in. I don't know what kind of safeguards they have, because my understanding was once the polls close, they start counting, but that's when the poll watchers are supposed to be there keeping an eye on what's going on to make sure there's no chicanery. But my common answer to that, logically, putting the thinking cap on here, would be to call the supervisor of elections and ask him, look, I'm not trying to pick a fight with you, sir. I just want to know what kind of safeguards you have to make sure that we don't ever have any election integrity issues arise in our county. I know you're an honest guy, and I know you're going to give me a straight answer. And see what he says, or she.
Yeah, very good. That's a plan. I will do that. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that, John. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. Appreciate you calling in. And you see, the thing is I'm not trying to be belligerent and argumentative with you. I want to hear what your thought process is, because see, that dictates the entire direction of the show. It tells us exactly what you guys are thinking about. What's the most important to you? What kind of guest you want to have on? Sherry in Kansas, a lot of different people call up and they let us know, have you heard this? Have you heard this? Sometimes they enlighten me because, like I said, I'm focused putting news segments together during the early morning hours. I was up at 2 a.m. this morning, been up, you know, for quite a while. I took about an hour and a half nap before I came on. But the thing is I've been up at 2 a.m. working on this. And if I didn't care about the show, and I'm giving away the book, if I didn't care about the show, I wouldn't be doing any of this. I wouldn't have even accepted the offer. Been here a year now, loving it, love the family. They're great people. They help support small business. And see, that's what this is all about. We've seen corporate America come in and take over and run roughshod all over mom and pops. That's a bad thing. We're trying to hold our own here. We set up a Give, Send, and Go account. The Power Hour. so that you can donate. If you don't want to go through our regular channels and donate through buymeacoffee.com, become a team member. And by the way, Chad and Joe, you guys, we really appreciate you doing this. Big shout out to you guys for becoming Power Hour team players. And we will acknowledge you. Because one, we value your listenership. We value your opinion. We value your phone call because you are part of the critical mass. That is America. That is the Constitutional Republic. And that's what is important here. And so 93% of voters, according to the latest polls, if you want to believe them, it's Political Morning Consult poll, 93% say they're very concerned or somewhat concerned about inflation brought on by massive spending and war on American energy. When you have Tesla's cars blowing up, when you have the autopilot safety being questioned after three fatal crashes with motorcycles in the last 2 months, when you've got this little nymph, Jennifer Granholm, she kind of looks like it, you know, like one of these fairies that fly around, you know, in my Celtic dreams. We want to accelerate the transition to clean energy. EVs will help consumers if they're able to get one eventually, if they don't blow up. They don't keep blowing up. I mean, this is crazy. And now we've got the FAA warning pilots about mysterious disruptions to GPS signals in Texas as a runway in the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport had to be shut down. What, is somebody jamming the GPS system that they can't land the planes? Folks, this is getting pretty scary. I don't know what to tell you. Richard in New York, you got a thought?
Yes, Dave, how are you?
Doing great, wow. Sir. What's on your mind?
The other day I went to the store to buy some .22 ammunition for my little squirrel rifle, and I was informed that as of September 1st, any ammo being sold in the state of New York has to be documented to the seller so that they can be reported.
That's pretty scary.
Well, I think it goes along with gun registration, because if you don't have your guns registered but you're buying ammunition, they could come to your door and say, hey, where's the gun that you bought this ammo for?
That's true, you know, which is why a lot of people, what they're doing now is they have their friends who really don't have anything to hide. They have their friends go into the store and they buy the ammo for them and they give them the ammo. You know, they buy it by proxy. A lot of them are doing that these days, the ones that want to stay under the radar. And that's one of the things, you know, we are always worried about surveillance state. And of course, you know, financial privacy, I think 79% of Americans believe it's unreasonable for your bank to share your financial records and bank transactions with the feds. This is just another extension of it. But the Supreme Court, according to an Epic Times video that I was watching with Joshua Phillip, they're talking about the Supreme Court may just lay down the final rule and say all gun legislation in all 50 states is no good. It's all unconstitutional. None of it applies. Throw it all out. We're on there right now. And now we are finding out the CDC panel has now added COVID-19 vaccines to the immunization schedule. Now, parents, you got a reason to be scared. Now they're going to make your kid get the jab. And if you let your kid take that jab and you don't stand up for what you believe in and you protect your kid from this, if you go along with the rest of the masses and you take your kid in there and you get him jabbed and he has an adverse reaction or dies, that's on you, parents. Would you agree with that, Richard?
Well, Dave, speaking on the COVID deal, I saw a sign in town last week and said, get your COVID-19 vaccine here, 3+. I think that means 3 years old plus up.
My. What is this world coming to, folks? You're going to end up having to homeschool your kids. If the states start mandating this stuff, the states are going to have to fight back. Now you need to get on the phone and start calling your congresspeople and telling them, I'm taking my kid out of school. Don't you try to come after me or we're going to have a bloodbath here. It ain't happening. You're not sticking my kid with that damn thing. Appreciate your call, Richard. Chad in North Carolina. How are you, sir?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Oh, no.
I've come too far.
Yeah, got to love that.
Sorry, I just had to do that once.
No, hey, that's all right. I like it when the audience brings their own material, Chad. It's okay.
Well,
I was listening to what you were saying about the fellow just said he was trying to buy some 22 ammo. They're consolidating everything. Have you noticed how much independence we're losing by the day? And they're using every means, the courts, the electronics. You just mentioned they were jamming GPS on planes. Something's definitely slowly building here.
And, well, you know, so you're right about that. It is slowly building. And the thing is that when you get a top NIH official that is unaware of Boston Labs' new COVID research with 80% kill rate in mice, really? And now they want to give us, we've got some protocols on our website, see, Chad, because you know we're all about solutions here. Ivermectin is the key for early COVID-19 treatment. But all of a sudden now the CDC has said, hey, guess what? They're part of the vaccine schedule. And guess what? We're not liable.
Right. You said that the show is on Brighteon and Rumble. Do you have to subscribe to it?
Well, normally I recommend that you at least, you know, sign up to get it if you want to subscribe. But normally you could just go to Brighteon.com or Rumble.com and actually just look for, go to the search bar, type in the Power Hour. That way you can actually see us on camera. And we had a little bit of difficulty at the front of this particular segment, but my first segments are posted on Rumble and Brighteon, and you can watch them there if you can find the Power Hour nationally syndicated radio show. And it will come up and you'll be able to see it because I've been on both sites already and it's there. So I know it's there. And you can probably hear yourself, you know, after the fact. So that's always a good thing.
Well, I don't need all that.
You're a star, Chad. Hey, we appreciate it. You know, but the nice thing is we can have this conversation. That's the beauty about it. That's what I love about this show.
Yeah, absolutely. And happy one-year anniversary, a little late.
Well, we appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we're at the end of our segment. We appreciate you. Thank you for calling and your support and everything else that you're doing for us. By the way, I know this is, I don't want to try to be morbid at the show close here, but we've also included an article about a dog owner's manual on how to treat your pet for radiation sickness. If I didn't make things a little more extravagant than I already have. But the nice thing is you get to download a link to Joel Skousen's book. What can I say? And what you can do to stay alive in case of a nuke. You know, there's always some good news around the corner. Just walk in love and walk in faith and enjoy life for what it is. In the meantime, we'll be back for Feel Good Friday tomorrow. Dave Krieger with you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Dear Heavenly Father, keep us safe. In the name of your Son, Yeshua, amen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.